home.servicemagic.com.
This half hour of the iWorkframe radio broadcast is brought to you by Nepsis. When you invest with clarity, you have better wealth and a better life. Clarity is the single largest challenge keeping investors from achieving more. Visit Nepsis online, nepsiscapital.com.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord?
What if God has more for you at your 9 to 5?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim, who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work for Him. Join the I Work for Him Nation at iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com. And now your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Broadcasting from the heart of the I Work for Him Nation in cities all over the United States, you've tuned into the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio. Hey, welcome to I Work for Him this afternoon as we broadcast you from San Antonio, Texas.
That's right, Jim. We are at the headquarters for C12. And for people that have listened to our shows or maybe they're new today, you can check them out at c12group.com. And this is just an amazing location that we're here at, and we are getting today, I know you're going to introduce them, but I'm getting to dig into a little bit of the behind the scenes at C12 headquarters.
That's right, but in the meantime, we'd really love for you to check us out online, iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com. Please consider becoming a supporter of I Work for Him. This show needs to get across the nation because we are told from people all over the country as we travel that, wow, when can we get you guys on the air here in our city? Consider becoming part of our support team. Go out to iworkforhim.com. Click on the Donate Now tab and look at all the options that you've got. We just love for you to be a consistent giver, whether it's $10 a month or $100 a month, whatever you can give to help support the ministry. We would love to see it. That's iwork4him.com. You know, it's one thing to run a kingdom organization. It's entirely another thing to make sure your people feel loved and appreciated and understand the significance of the call on that organization and the call on their lives as employees. Today, we go behind the scenes at C12 Group's world headquarters, and as Mike Sherrill calls it, the intergalactic headquarters of C12 Group right here in San Antonio, Texas. We're talking with three key people here to see how they see the vision of C12 impacting the world and their own world. We're going to ask some tough questions, and we're going to see how God's working within this incredible kingdom company that's focusing on developing marketplace leaders who love the Lord, their families, and their people. They call them kingdom companies, kingdom leaders who create kingdom culture and advance the kingdom of God. Today in studio, we've got Vince Williams, we got Whitney Hooper, and we got Tony Tibbett. They're going to tell you what they do for C12, but first, we're going to ask them, of course, the question we always do. But first, welcome Vince, Tony, and Whitney.
Hey. Thank you. Thanks welcome. For having us.
Thank you.
Are you excited to be here today?
Yeah, I am.
You're not sure yet. They're still not sure. They're still
talk
not sure
to
yet.
Them in an hour.
All right. So we've never done this with employees of C12 Group before, so this is going to be fun. We've had chairs on. We've had members on. We've had members' wives on. We've had members' husbands on. We've never had any C12 Group headquarter employees. So here's a question we always ask every first-time guest. We always ask, how did you become a Jesus follower? So Vince, because you're to my right, why don't you tell us, how did you first become, how did you become a Jesus follower?
Sure. I remember I gave my life to the Lord at an early age, about 7 years old. But I did not immediately follow Jesus. Being so young, you really have no clue of really what you're getting into.
You get that.
Yeah. So much later in life, I had a fairly decent crisis moment, and where I remember being in the middle of that and just recollecting on being in church and just things that had been taught to me, and just some circumstances came about. And I remember in the middle of that, the scripture in Matthew 6 came, if you build your house on the sand, when the wind blows, when the storms rise, it's gonna fall, and great will be its fall. And I've definitely was feeling that. But if you build your house on the rock, then you'll stand, then you'll have a strong foundation. And I realized that everything that I was doing in my life up to that point was constantly just trying to manufacture my own life, to build my own life. But I recognized that if I really wanted to have a strong life and the trajectory, a purposeful trajectory, then I needed to build my house on the rock, which is Christ and biblical principles. And so that was a turning point in my life. Coming back to a church, a community, and recognizing the value and the importance of following Jesus. And that was probably about 10 years ago or so. So
those verses, by the way, freak us out because we built a house on the sand,
a literal house. Oh, wow. So Whitney, how about you? How did you become a follower of Jesus?
So I grew up in a pastor's home. My dad's a preacher. So, grew up in that world and accepted Jesus at a young age as well. My story is similar to Vince's in the fact that, accepted the Lord when I was 8 and, then just growing up in the church and, being in the leadership family, you kind of see a different side of the church at times. And shocking.
Said nicely by the daughter of a pastor.
That's right. So that being said, I think I encountered what a lot of pastors' kids encounter and just experiencing some hurt from the church and kind of deciding, you know what, I could do my own thing. So kind of took that path in life for a little while. And I, after college, went back to my college town to work for the university for a little bit and had a really close guy friend who was like, we were driving out to our small group and he goes, so tell me about your walk with the Lord. What's he teaching you right now? And I was appalled. I was like, that's personal. And he goes, is it? Because if you're truly walking with the Lord, you'd be excited to share what he's doing in your life.
Wow.
And, wow, in your face.
Yeah, like mic drop. Okay.
Jaw drop.
Yeah. So that really caused me to wrestle with how was I living my life and was I truly following Jesus or just keeping Jesus in a box and being like, well, I've got him, but, you know, I'm kind of controlling and kind of being my own God. And so in that, coming to the awareness that I was not indeed following Jesus and so it rocked my world and really set me on the path to be on fire for the Lord.
Wow.
That was a great story. Have you ever gone back and thanked him for asking you that question?
All the time.
Okay.
Weekly.
I just want to make sure. I mean, that's a powerful question. And those are the kind of people you need to remind them. Thank you. The Lord spoke through you that day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those are good people. All right. So Tony Tibbett, talk to us about how did you become a Jesus follower?
Sure. Well, first off, I'm honored to be here, and so thank you for that opportunity. I think, like my peers, I had the influence of growing up in a Christian home as well. Mm-hmm. And I accepted the Lord as my Savior when I was 14 in a small church there where I grew up.
Where'd you grow up?
In Texarkana, Arkansas.
Okay.
And I believe I reached kind of that point from the perspective of the pastor. He was relatively new there at the church, but he had some characteristics for me that just struck out, even at 14 years old. First off, I think he just had a genuine enthusiasm for the church, our church family, and his ministry. And I think that was just really real and contagious for us all. And that was a huge motivator for me. But in saying that, he also did not look at the church or his vocation as his identity. And I think he just felt and sensed just a great reward in serving Christ. And I could just see that in him. It just resonated from him. He was also a very good listener. He made me feel like I was important and just stopped and listened to me, as well as just having a gentle and humble spirit about him. And so I tried to take some of those characteristics and model those over the rest of my career.
So, Tony, at what point in time did you make that connection between your faith and your work? What was that incident like?
Sure. Well, interestingly, and maybe sadly to a point, that didn't really come until later in my career. Mm-hmm. Up until about 6 years ago, I had with my wife and probably leading through the lens of pride, what I thought was an effective and vibrant ministry. And I could really serve in that definition of what an ambassador for him looked like. And kind of in parallel to that, I was also running and gunning in a service-oriented business career. And I was convinced that I was making a difference in the marketplace. Well, about 6 years ago, I met a business owner that was just truly convicted on the idea of his business. And his business was ministry for him. And he was very passionately sold out on the interdependencies of those two silos. And that was really a defining moment for me, kind of an epiphany. I ended up joining his organization and then representing them as a member on a C-12 board here in San Antonio for 3 years. And I think that was just a catalyst for me and more of a future calling to serve in the marketplace going forward.
What was your job at that point in time?
I was the general manager.
Of what?
Of a window siding and door company.
Okay. A window siding and door company. Okay. And so when you were there, that window siding and door company wasn't encouraging you to live out your faith in your work? That was not even a concept that was being talked about?
No, that's what drew me to them is in interviewing the, in I guess, visiting with prior to coming on board the owner, that was really the only thing that he was focused on in our interview and our conversation was where I was with the Lord and what my ministry looked like outside of.
So is that here in San Antonio?
It is.
So like, you know, Southwest Exteriors.
That would be it.
That's fantastic. We did a show with them a few weeks ago.
So that would be Scott Barr and the Southwest Exteriors team.
Everybody seems to know Scott Barr all over San Antonio. All right, when we come back, we ask these three, hey, why are you working at C12? What did that call look like when you started working here? And how did you make your connection between your faith and your work? We're talking with Vince Williams, Tony Tibbett, and Whitney Hooper. We're right here on I Work For Him as we broadcast from San Antonio, Texas. Don't go away. Jesus is the answer for the world today, yet the world you and I live in doesn't know that. Your workplace is a vital mission field because it's full of people who need Jesus. Join the I Work For Him Nation today and start living with gospel mission intentionality in your workplace. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag. Be the difference in your workplace. iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Condo fees always increasing? Think Utility Services can help your community stabilize the annual budget and dramatically lower costs. By installing individual unit water meters and only charging residents for the water they consume, your community can decrease water consumption by 20 to 40%. Think Utility Services has been helping condo communities save on utility costs for over 20 years. Call 888-MY-METER today. Learn more at thinkutilityservices.com. That's thinkutilityservices.com.
Hey, welcome back to I Work For Him as we broadcast from C12 Group's headquarters here in San Antonio, Texas. We're talking with C12 Group employees. Mike Sherrill's not in the room today, so we get to find out the inside scoop. But what's it look like behind the scenes working for a guy like Mike Sherrill? We're going to ask that question a little bit later on. But first, Martha.
Yeah, and I just want to say, you know, you say that in jest, but one of the things that we have learned is that this is a very transparent organization, and that's why this is so much fun, because we can, you know, your guys are an open book, and we just want other people to hear and be encouraged by what you guys are doing here and how your leadership is leading you. So Vince, tell us, was there a point in time in your young life where you started to see that your faith and your work were connected?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think there was a point in time in my life where I realized that what I was doing was not very purposeful. Mm-hmm. And so I became, you know, I think we've all had jobs where you just do it because it's a job.
And we want a paycheck.
You know, and you need the money, right?
That's right. Yes, we've all done that.
And so I was working, I was working at a bank, but I wasn't doing banking. I was doing like some back office stuff. And some other life circumstances were happening. But in the middle of me sitting at my desk one day, and I'd already given my life to the Lord. I'd already been, and I would literally go to work and just like write down scriptures and meditate and do all this stuff that wasn't pertinent to the actual job. And I realized, why am I doing this? This is not purposeful for me. It's not something that I'm really connected to. And it was one of those job placement things. It wasn't like I, you know. And so in the middle of that, I said, okay, why am I here? And I want to do something more meaningful. And actually what I decided to do was go back to school. And I finished my undergrad after doing that. But doing my undergrad, I recognized some things about myself as well. And that helped me to see, okay, what has the Lord gifted me with? What are some things that have, that are pointing me in a direction of purpose and career? And so, I think just that whole alignment, that realignment of, well, what are you doing right now? Why are you doing it? Is this meaningful? Is it connected to any kingdom value, for you? And so I don't know if it was like a direct thing that said, you know, connecting your work to, you know, your faith, but it was really saying, you know, analyze what you're doing, you know, think about what you're doing right now. And is it in any way, connecting to something that you believe is more, purposeful? And so just having that moment in my life and then taking some steps to get out of that.
Right.
And then move forward.
So what'd you get your undergrad in?
Kinesiology, which
no way, yeah. Love kinesiology.
Wow, yeah. We'll talk after the show.
Yeah, well, I mean, it does. It kind of still ties into that because what I realized was, though I was finishing my degree in kinesiology, which was more like teaching and coaching. Really, what I was really driven for was discipleship, because if you see coaching and discipleship, you know they parallel in process. And in, you know, implementation, when your coach, you're really leading a team, you're really influencing their lives. And so, that was a moment for me, to recognize what, you know, some purpose for the kingdom.
So, but you did your undergraduate degree in kinesiology, but you're not a chiropractor kinesiologist today. So the Lord clearly, you got a different view of your calling after that.
Yeah. To some degree, I think, I don't do coaching immediately, but I do see ways in which what I do now and just the trajectory that, you know, after that I went to grad school and did 3 years of seminary. And so that was still more steps in that whole recognizing purpose and recognizing passion process. And so I think doing that, you know, has kind of at least turned my steps and given me some more guidance in the direction that I'm going.
Whitney, what about you? At what point in time in your life did you make that connection between the fact that Jesus wanted you to walk with him all day long, especially at your work?
That's a great question. I think for me, I probably have a really unique scenario with that, in the fact that growing up in ministry, there is no separation of faith and work. And so we had an open door because we usually lived in parsonages. And so
literally had an open door.
Yeah. So people would stop by whenever they felt like it. And so there just never was that distinguishing boundary in my head. So I think in my mind, I've even had to go the opposite way and learn to like set boundaries of this is work and this is, it's still ministry and it still matters and it still has purpose, but it's okay to not have to work till 9 o'clock at night to try and like, you feel like you never shut off the ministry and the mission of it. So kind of through my career, I've been fortunate for the most part to work with Christian organizations, which I'm passionate about. And so it's really easy to forget those boundaries and feel like you're really helping the mission. But so I think it's very different from what most people have probably encountered with that work experience.
That's a really unique perspective. But on the same time, the opposite is also true. In Christian organizations, it's often really easy to forget about the faith part. Mm-hmm. I mean, that sounds crazy because you're doing it for the gospel, but we all need to be ministered to and live on purpose for Christ in our workplace. And so sometimes it's easy to forget that part and not exercise that part because you just kind of assume that, you know, everybody's being ministered to by the very fact that they're here. And that may not be the case.
Mm. And it was really a gift from God for you to have that perspective too, because I wasted life just like Tony talked about. I was 40 years old till I realized that God really cared about my work. I didn't have to be a pastor or a missionary to make an impact. Mm-hmm. That I could be a minister to my own people, a shepherd to my own people. I could be a pastor to my own people. Mm-hmm. So you were really given a gift, Whitney. That's fantastic. Let's talk about call on your life and how that led to you being here at C12. So let's just start with you, Tony.
Okay.
You know, if you were to describe the call on your life, how does, I would like you to describe that and how that relates to you taking the job here at C12 as field consultant.
Sure. It's been a little bit of an interesting path for me as well, as Whitney was saying, in her story. Most of my career, I have chased, my father's success and, really through, in thinking that that was my identity as well in the workplace. And, so I really had two complete silos through most of my career. I had a business silo that I chased, and I had a ministry silo. Mm-hmm. And, it wasn't until just recently, when I had that experience and that epiphany that, that actually you could do both, and that, mm-hmm. and that you could actually overlap the two of those, that, helped me realize what my actually calling was. And, in hindsight, I can see where the Lord really worked me through, challenges. He seasoned me in different elements of my job. I went through opportunities where I experienced layoffs and huge growth spurts in businesses, mm-hmm. Working with people, only to see that my true desire and calling is to focus on Him in an eternal perspective.
So how does that play into your life as a seat working here at C12 as a field consultant? You're going out in the field, you're working with C12 chairs across the country. How does your call fit into your to your job here at C12?
Sure. Well, most of my career is in business, and I have a passion for business operations. And in my role with the guys out in the field, my job is to focus on their individual operations. I've got a lean operations background through college, and so lean processes, I'm a little on the nerd side there. And so it was a good lead-in for me, I think, to really take that opportunity and objectively be able to look at operations out in the field and work with these guys to try and grow their practices.
So, Whitney, tell us about your role here at C12 National Headquarters and how you've seen your calling fit into that.
So my role is marketing coordinator. So it's been interesting. It started with a little bit more of the coordination side of project management, and it's slowly kind of adapting as we go, which is fun. So it's a lot more external communication of, you know, newsletters and things like that. But we also have a customer advocacy program that we've started. And so basically all that that is the opportunity to equip and empower our members. Our motto is inspire, amplify, and transform. We want to inspire them to share the mission of C12. We want to amplify their voices, and we want to transform the world around them. So that's our purpose with the ambassador program. So, that's my primary role is doing that. And so kind of helping equip our members to do that. I think within the purpose piece of that, it's pretty easy to see that as far as, we want to make sure that our members have everything that they need to share C12, because as great as what the work that we're doing here at the headquarters, we can't do it without, you know, advancing that beyond the reach of us and our chairs. I mean, if we want this to grow beyond 2,000 people, we've really got to enlist and empower our members to advance that mission with us.
And when we come back, we ask Vince Williams this question. Hey, you're the newest guy on the staff. Why are you here? What are you seeing that they can improve on? You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We broadcast from the C12 World Headquarters right here in San Antonio, Texas. They are all sweaty now that I just said that question. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Martha and I invite you to join us as an I Work For Him partner. We can change our country through our workplaces, and you can help. Christ followers outside of Tampa Bay and the First Coast desperately need to know that their work matters to God. Help us to take the message of I Work For Him nationwide. Be one of 367 partners to commit to $100 a month for 3 years. Only 2% of Christ followers in America know and understand that their work is a gift from God. Be a gift to the other 98%. Go to iworkforhim.com, click on the Donate Now button, and set up your recurring gift. And be one of 367.
Gender, a social construct? This is Ken Ham, a publisher of the award-winning family magazine, Answers. Since the sexual revolution of the 60s, there's been a push going on to redefine gender as nothing more than a construct which society invented, and it's been pressed upon us. They say that men and women are not different from one another, but that culture treats them differently, thus holding back society, especially women. Now, they call this oppression. But God's word teaches us that we were created male and female. God uniquely designed humans as one of two genders. These genders are equal in importance but different from one another. And scientific studies have shown, and parents can confirm, boys and girls are different.
There's so much more to discover when you visit our website at AnswersRadio.com. Be encouraged with biblical worldview teaching on science and culture at AnswersRadio.com.
Jesus is the answer for the world today, yet the world you and I live in doesn't know that. Your workplace is a vital mission field because it's full of people who need Jesus. Join the I Work For Him Nation today and start living with gospel mission intentionality in your workplace. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag. Be the difference in your workplace. iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. An airplane carrying a seriously injured 11-month-old baby boy who was pulled from the rubble of a collapsed Russian apartment building has landed in Moscow, where he's to undergo high-level medical treatment. The plane arrived in Moscow from the city of Magnitogorsk on Tuesday night, about 8 hours after the baby was found. He's reportedly suffering from fractures, a head injury, and hypothermia after spending nearly 36 hours in the rubble in sub-zero temperatures. As a partial government shutdown extends into its 11th day, the White House has invited congressional leaders to attend a West Wing briefing Wednesday on border security. That's according to a congressional source who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss the invitation. The top and second-ranking Democrats and Republicans in both chambers are invited to attend. That's according to the person who said the agenda and other attendees were unknown. This is SRN News.
Is it time for a new roof? Get your roofing job done right. Call Sears Roofing right now for a free in-home estimate. That's Sears Roofing. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. Call Sears Roofing right now. 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. 1-888-990-2233. Sears.
Hello, my listening friend. This is Lillian McDermott. Happy New Year. I love listening to Lyme and chronic disease expert Dr. Richard Horowitz. On Tuesday, January 1st, he will share how to achieve optimal benefits from a good night's sleep. So let's discuss, listen, and all learn together. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show, weekday mornings at 8 on Talk FM 100.3, AM 1600, and worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com.
This half hour of the I Work For Him show is brought to you by Office Pride Commercial Office Cleaning Franchise. Own a different kind of commercial cleaning franchise. OfficePrideFranchise.com. That's OfficePrideFranchise.com.
Welcome back to I Work For Him as we broadcast from the C12 Group World Headquarters right here in San Antonio, Texas. Love for you to check them out online. If you're a Christian business owner or leader and you're wanting to know, what does it really mean to live out my faith in that role, to become a kingdom leader with a kingdom style that impacts an organization so that we can become a kingdom company and advance the kingdom of God, that is something I would love for you to check out online, C12Group.com. All right, we've got three people in the, we've got three C12 Group headquarters employees in the studio with us. We have Tony Tibbett. He's a field consultant. He's already told you a little bit about what he does, but really not too much. We're going to get back to him on that one. He needs to clarify some stuff. We got Whitney Hooper. She's talking about what her role is, but really not what we didn't really get these guys to tell them what they were really doing. They just said their titles. So, but we're going to hit Vince Williams first because he's the newest guy on the headquarters staff. He's been here just under 90 days. So we're going to ask really tough questions because his probation's coming up next week. So just in case. No, but seriously, Vince, how did you see the call on your life match up with why are you here as at C12? I mean, because you wouldn't have taken the job if it didn't match up, and Mike Sherrill wouldn't have hired you if it didn't match up.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think part of that is still being discovered, still being revealed. But I think there were some, obviously, my heart is for the kingdom. My heart is to see the mission advance, and recognizing what our mission here is resonated deeply with me. Graduating, you know, in May and looking for jobs, nothing was immediately available. Just the way that the Lord ordered my steps and cleared, you know, obstacles and kind of just said, well, this is the one, you know, that I've opened for you. And so, this is the direction that I've walked in. And so my role here, is a support specialist. And so I get to, be like the first line of reception for, issues or concerns or questions that, chairs may have, as they do, their ministry out in the field, and they lead their meetings and things like that. And so, I connect because one of my spiritual gifts is helping. And so I love to be able to help them remove obstacles to be able to do their work, but also just really be able to help connect them to resources and tools and everything that we have available to make sure that they're able to be successful at what they do. And so I get a sense of fulfillment out of in that. And so it is really an opportunity for me to continue to grow in the giftings that I have and really connect with the mission.
Tony, you...
Wait, you didn't ask him the
I'm not asking question. Him that question. He's on probation still.
Had you thought of anything you'd want to share?
No.
not at this
no,
point in time.
I like my job. That's what he's
who
saying.
Who just threw down the gauntlet, Jim or Martha?
Well, you know, our listeners, I'm thinking about you. You know, you made it.
Well, I mean, it's true. Well, let me just ask this question. Is C12 Group perfect here at the headquarters? Is it perfect?
No, right. Clearly it's not perfect. We have opportunities to grow. And
do you feel like if you had an opinion that you'd be heard?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's really what I wanted to get at. I mean, we're not here to nitpick at all, because C12 Group is making a huge impact across the country, as I shared yesterday with you guys. I mean, it's making a huge impact. I want to talk about the core values, Tony Tibbett. The core values for C12, what are they?
We've got six of core values. The first is results matter. And if I could share maybe the tagline that goes along with them.
Okay, go ahead.
God measures results, and so should we. Our second is gratitude. And with that, we embrace our calling in light of God's grace with thanksgiving. Our third is pressing on. We operate with a zeal for God's best in all things, never settling, coaching, or quitting. Camaraderie. We joyfully serve a cadre, embracing God's calling to unite in Christ. Humility is our fifth, and that's the desire for God's best in anything and everything we do, in learning and correction. And then a Bema mindset, which holistically is that we operate as stewards with an eternal accountability in everything that we do, and looking at that kingdom mindset.
And there's a lot of people that are going to go, Bema, what are you talking about? Go ahead, tell us what that is.
So the Bema seat of Christ is at the final judgment, when we are looking at and being judged by the actions and the service that we had for him in this life. And if we were healthy ambassadors for him. And the Bema seat, kind of as a saying for us internally, is, are we doing things as an organization that matters eternally and not just temporal?
It's a great explanation too. And the Bema judgment seat is for the Christ followers. Mm-hmm. It's what do we do with what we've been given? Mm-hmm. And that's a powerful thing. All right. So Whitney, let me just ask you this question. How many years have you worked here at C12 now?
I've been here about 9 months.
9 months. Okay. Did you have any jobs before you came here?
I've had several.
You've had several jobs.
I'm a millennial. It's what I do. No, I'm kidding.
Mike Sherrill to the accommodating question. Okay. So seriously, what, compare your work environment here at C12 Group versus your last work environment. How are they, compare and contrast?
Yeah, that's a really interesting comparison. I was working for up in Austin for a marketing firm. Loved the people that I got to work with, but most of them were not saved. And if they were not vocal about their faith and not really living it out. So there were a lot of challenges within that of really conflicting ethical boundaries even, and kind of being pushed them to make compromises. And so that was really uncomfortable within that. So really learning to, you know, what are my boundaries, right? Like what am I comfortable with? And then being able to be that example to go, you know what, that's beyond what I'm comfortable doing. And no, I won't. So I'm not asked to do that here, and I love it. Instead, I'm empowered to, you know, really live out my faith and be on mission here. And so it's a really different and encouraging environment, and being surrounded by other believers. I mean, we pray every morning together. We lift up people in our networks and our cadre. And so just continuously having that mission in front of us is huge.
How do you guys feel that, okay, you know, Five Languages of Appreciation in the Workplace. I know that your great leader, Mike Sherrill, has read that book. How do you guys feel appreciated here at work? How do they show you that you're appreciated? Vince, you first. You're the newest guy. How are they showing you as a new guy that you're appreciated?
Yeah, several ways, many ways. One, I think when I first got here, I was very impressed with just the setup. I mean, you get all kinds of just goodies, you know, cups and name tags and, yeah, I don't know, all kinds of just
that's branding.
Swag. Yeah. True, but some of it is that.
Yes.
But it just makes you feel valued. You know, it just makes you feel like we want you to be here. We appreciate you. But along the way, you know, we have staff meetings where there's kudos always being given. It's what has been done? What have you done that has reflected your impact while being here? And there's always consideration of that going along the way. And then there's just surprises throughout the week. You know, one coworker may just write a little note that says, I'm glad you're here kind of thing. And that's been, those moments where you don't really expect things and you're surprised by just the kindness and grace of the environment. So
Tony, you do a lot of traveling, right?
I do.
So how, when you're gone, I mean, it's often hard when you're disconnected from the headquarters, especially if that's where you work. How does appreciation get expressed to you for the job that you're doing?
Well, I think for me, it's maybe a little different. There's definitely the objective things that Vince was speaking to. For me, it's more of a maybe subjective. It's around the culture and the environment. I think, you know, we all realize that as a group, we make mistakes. However, I think there's just an overarching thread of us, you know, really weaving a kingdom focused idea into everything that we are. We try to live out our mission, vision, and values. Mm-hmm. And then with that comes a culture that allows us to make mistakes and be okay with it. And so for me, I feel that whether I'm here or if I'm in the field, it's something we also try to establish in our cadre in the field as well.
Well, what's the most fun about the traveling that you get to do? I mean, how many different C12 groups around the country have you gotten to visit so far?
So I'll rewind the question a little bit. We have 7 regions.
Show us this. Wait a minute. I don't really like the way you ask that question, Jim. You word it a way that I'm comfortable answering. Okay.
No, I'm definitely going to answer the question. So we have about 100 chairs, both associate and managing chairs across the country, and it's split up into 7 regions, and I have 3 of those 7. Mm-hmm. And of those 3, I have around 60 overall associate managing chairs that I visit. This year, I've been primarily focused on the managing chairs. And to that, I've got around 35, I believe, somewhere on in there. And my schedule usually corresponds with their all-day peer advisory groups, which happen on the second and third weeks of each month. And so that's usually when I'm out.
Wow. Okay. And what's the biggest fun about that travel?
I think the biggest fun of it isn't necessarily the traveling itself.
No, that's annoying.
I can get somewhat you know, acclimated with the airports, but what I really enjoy is just being a part of that meeting experience when I'm out there at the destination and just seeing God work through the members. As well as just having that opportunity to break away from the scene for a little while, mm-hmm. and work with the chairs, eat dinner with them and their spouses, and really understand what makes them tick.
Well, what's the greatest story you've heard? I'd obviously keep names private, but what's the greatest story you've heard, kingdom story you've heard? We've been out there experiencing those groups.
Well, I've heard quite a few stories. I think the ones that for me are usually the more impactful are the ones that the chairs are moved by spiritual growth in their members and are in their members' families, where they are maybe at a tipping point of a marriage going to the rocks and turning around because of the influence that not only just the chair has, but the members around the table all encourage as well.
Mm, for sure. So, Whitney, let's talk. We were just talking about the core values of C12, and one of them we got to experience when we were here in the office yesterday, and that's camaraderie. So, just how did yesterday and what you guys did build into the culture that you have here at C12?
Sure. So I think what you're referring to is we have our monthly staff meetings. And so we do lunch together. And generally, we either go through kind of like our balance wheel or we have questions over lunch that kind of just help us build into that camaraderie, asking one another questions and just talking about things. Like one of the questions yesterday was, what's the goofiest Halloween costume you've ever had? You know, so just the fun opportunity to build into that. We've also have, like, I love to say we have a high performing culture, but in order to sustain that, you have to have playtime. And I love that our exec team really invest in that opportunity. So we've had a couple of different retreats to get to do that. And then
she left out the best part, the chili cook-off. We'll be right back with more from the C12 Group's headquarters right here in San Antonio, Texas. Don't go away.
Most condo communities include water as part of the monthly fee. Some residents conserve to subsidize those that consume. Stop paying for your neighbor's water. Have Think Utility Services install individual meters and pay only for what you use. Decrease water consumption by 20 to 40%. For over 20 years, Think Utility Services has been helping condo communities save. Call 888-MY-METER today. That's 888-MY-METER today. Go to thinkutilityservices.com.
Reconnect One with Carmen LaBurge.
Happy New Year! The day we all get to begin again, again. From turning the page on the calendar to closing the books on the year now passing, this is a time of beginning again. If anyone is in Christ, there is the eternal offer to begin again. The offer of a clean slate, a fresh start, forgiveness, renewal. If I want to begin again, then I have to put to death sinful ways. If I'm going to call others to be reconciled to God, then I first must be reconciled to God myself. And that only happens by putting to death the former things, that in Christ I may become, by God's grace, a new creation. I invite you today to begin again, again. Confess your sins and allow God to wipe the slate of your life clean. Be reconciled to God. Begin again this year with Him.
Reconnect today's headlines with God's perspective. Visit reconnectwithcarmen.com. Reconnectwithcarmen.com. Reconnectwithcarmen.com.
Jim and I ask you to join us in our radio mission of encouraging Christ followers to live out their faith in their work. Consider making a generous donation to I Work for Him as part of your year-end giving. This will act as a down payment for Kingdom Work for 2019. Our desire is to expand I Work for Him all across our wonderful nation. We need your partnership. Please join Jim and I to spread the message of I Work for Him. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the donate tab. That's iworkforhim.com. Click on the donate tab.
Hey, welcome back to I Work For Him, as Martha and I broadcast you from San Antonio, Texas. We're right here at the World Intergalactic Headquarters of the C12 Group right here. And we've got three C12 Group employees in the studio with us. And we're just asking them honest questions about why are they here? What are they experiencing? What are they seeing? And how do they feel about being part of a Kingdom of God movement out here in the marketplace all over the United States of America? And Whitney, right before the break, sorry, you were talking about really cool monthly meetings you have where you get to really just be transparent with each other, learn fun things about each other, but there was food involved.
Well, she did say that it starts with lunch together.
It does.
Yeah, but we actually got to experience a chili cook-off.
Texas-sized chili cook-off, which was with jalapeno corn muffins, which was fantastic. I love that. Which was your favorite?
The second one, which actually was my office mate's chili. I didn't know that, but it was really good.
Yeah. All right. let's go around the room really quick. As we talk with Tony Tibbett, Whitney Hooper, and Vince Williams, what's a favorite part about working here, Whitney?
That's a great question. I think it's definitely the impact. I think the opportunity to know that our work has purpose and that we're empowering other leaders to live that out, and knowing that their reach extends to their own employees and their customers and their vendors. And so the reach of this mission is not just those that we touch, but so much wider than that.
Vince, what about you? You're the newest guy. You're the rookie. What's the funnest part so far about working here?
Part of it is the culture. I think I've never worked for an environment where it is so about your relationship that you have with one another and the relationship that you have with the Lord. And that just being reinforced throughout each individual relationship, but just constantly having that environment. And so that's been really, really neat to be in a distinct environment that says we want you to flourish. We want you to have God's stories, you know, that aren't just work related to, you know, what's going on in your life where you're experiencing God moving and doing different things. And so we have opportunities to connect on those levels as well. And so it's been really neat.
Have you gotten to get out to a chair group yet?
I mean, I haven't. No, not yet.
Whitney, what about you? Have you been to a group?
I've been to a key player group.
You've been to a key player group. Okay. So you guys got to get out there and experience it because it's pretty powerful. Tony, Tim, what about you? What's the most fun thing that you've experienced here so far at C12?
Sure. I think in my year plus or so, I've just really become very humbled with John 3:30, which basically says for him to be greater, we must be weaker. And I think for me to see men and women who own businesses realize that it's not their businesses, but it's God's business for them to steward, puts a completely different spin on the way that they focus on their people. And I've seen that just completely change businesses for the better.
Mm. That's great. So, you know, one of the things that our listeners really get to do is kind of peek behind the window, behind the curtain, and just get a little bit of a picture of what it is like to be in this environment working here. And you were talking about the staff meeting yesterday, and you guys actually use some of the C12 materials in your own environment. Tell me a little bit about that and how you're able to take what you're learning, actually learning in your work from C12 and applying it in your own life.
Vince.
Yep. Sure, I can do that.
I do have to think about it a little bit, but.
Okay, then we'll go to Whitney first then.
Yeah.
Did you see my face a minute ago? Yeah. I had to think of that one too. We are very intentional during our Monday morning scrum meetings that we have a devotional as a team. And so we often use the material from the devotional that we're using with our members as a staff as well. And so we really get to dig into those things, which I think brings the material even more to life for us. And then I think just knowing that we're living out those things here, you know, Mike's really intentional. And so is our executive team about whatever we tell our members, we want to make sure that we're living out and doing as well. So there's an accountability piece within that that our own team is held to, which I really appreciate.
That's good. Vince, did you learn anything from her that you could, you know?
I would basically just be reiterating what she said.
So what she said, that works for you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
She covered
that. That's good. All right, Tony, Tippett, what for you? You can't use that whatever she said.
Yeah, no. Although I would agree with her. You know, I feel that, first off, I would agree. I think we do have a pretty wide breadth of material and resources and so forth. And they are designed for businesses. But I think when you really start dissecting what a business is and all the noise goes away, it boils down to people. You know, people are whole, which means that everything that we do, all of our curriculum, all of our material, cannot just impact one element of a person. And so, you know, the way that our curriculum is designed, it's intentional around making sure that we address all the different segments of a person in their whole life. So we have a devotion segment, we have a ministry segment, we have a business segment, and all three of those obviously work together, for the growth of that person. And we try to live that out as well here. Like Whitney was saying, we use the segments regularly in our own devotions as a team.
You know, I think then, you know, just encouraging our listeners that, you know, of course, you may not have all this material from a program that you're doing, but there are things out there that can be done in the workplace to be intentional and to have impact and to help employees move along in that journey. So I just want to encourage them to look at what that might be. And so with that in mind, let's talk about the impact with working here. Tony, let's start with you. What is one of the most impactful things that you've learned while you've been working here at C12?
I think I've learned that. Get back to me on that one.
Okay. Whitney, what about you?
Sarah,
something impactful.
So many things, because Mike Shero is mm-hmm. brilliant and so in tune with the Lord. I feel like I'm constantly taking mm-hmm. little nuggets away. Mm-hmm. But as far as the job itself, I think for me, having that ministry background, like I know that ministry is real and alive, but sometimes forgetting that it's so much bigger than sometimes we realize it is, and thinking it's more confined to the churches. So to really see this movement mm-hmm. happening, I think it's been really impactful and empowering of like, Christianity isn't on its way out. In fact, it's really ramping up for something really great in the marketplace.
Amen. Amen. Vince, how about for you?
Sure. Like Whitney said, I think just being sometimes just around the leaders, mm-hmm. They just drop things every now and then, and you're like, that is really, you know, really interesting or really valuable to hold on to. I think one of the things that I've just connected with just more recently is just the overall impact, just the idea that ministry is not limited by your vocation per se. Like we have an opportunity that no matter what field we are in, we can connect and we can influence and we can make disciples. And I feel like obviously our mission is more particularly focused towards that, but just seeing how we have leveraged our business to say it's not just a business for the sake of profit and anything like that or revenue, but it's for the impacting of particular lives and hearing the stories of how that's really happening and lives are being changed. You know, I mean, that's incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very good.
So Tony, back to you. Most impactful thing you've learned here working at C12.
Yep. I think, as Vincent was saying, I think, you know, we really have to look at the perspective of us moving from working and focusing on temporal things and moving more to the eternal things. And as I was saying earlier, around John 3:30, where he becomes greater and we become less. I think seeing the Lord work through us and allowing us to be part of that plan for him mm-hmm. is just humbling and gratifying.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's just go around the room. And why should somebody join a C12 group? Based on what you guys, none of you lead a C12 group. None of you, you all get paid because there are C12 groups out there. But why, based on your perspective, why should somebody join a C12 group? Vince, you're the rookie. Why?
Yeah. I think it's incredibly valuable for anybody, a business owner who wants to grow personally and professionally. I think there's no better place. If you are a Christian, if you're a believer in God, it's no better place to have than a round table of other business leaders who want to help walk alongside you in your both professional and personal growth.
Awesome. Tony.
Very similar. I think a lot of times I'll hear this statement from chairs and members in the field that it gets lonely at the top. Mm-hmm. And they often don't know where to turn. And so for us, it's being available and having that round table opportunity, that peer advisory group, in order to hold them accountable.
Whitney, there. 10 seconds. Why should somebody join a C12 group?
I think they've kind of nailed it already, just as far as one of our most recent curriculum segments was a case study on really being able to experience that consulting piece with like-minded peers and having them pour into your business and challenge the way that you think mm-hmm. And holding you to that standard. So the accountability piece, I think, is incredible.
Whitney Hooper, Tony Tibbett, and Vincent Williams, or Vince Williams, thank you guys all for being on I Work For Him today.
Thank you.
It was great. You guys did a great job. You've been listening to I Work For Him with your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We're Christ followers. Our workplace is our mission field, but ultimately, I work for him.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600 WZNZ, Atlantic Beach, Jacksonville.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Did you know that only 1% of all the diamonds in the world qualify to be a Forevermark diamond? They're the world's most carefully selected diamond and the world's most responsibly sourced diamond. These diamonds benefit the communities they're sourced from. That's why these diamonds carry an invisible Forevermark icon on their table. Most people don't know that Forevermark diamonds are individually cared for from the mine all the way to her finger. And that's where Underwoods fits in. Not everybody can carry Forevermark diamonds. And in fact, all of the companies in the Forevermark network that handle the diamond between the mine and her finger are vetted and carefully selected for their honesty and integrity to also carry that Forevermark icon. Underwoods is proud to be a part of the Forevermark network. And in fact, we were one of the first five in the United States invited to join. So come by and see our selection of Forevermark diamonds in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Does your well water leave brown rust stains on clothes and fixtures? Does it smell bad? Get rid of it all with the HydroCare Iron 300X. HydroCare's multi-stage process gets rid of iron, sulfide, and odors. HydroCare is an easily installed, compact system without tanks, backwashing, or servicing, and only costs $799. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit goodclearwater.com, goodclearwater.com.